interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
You're like an influencer. You know how when they get iced coffee and they shake their little iced coffee like,
oh,
I got iced coffee.
Oh, for the
ASMR. And then you got to tap your nails on it.
I don't really have nails.
Good morning.
Ooh, blue rat.
Good morning, babes.
Ooh, blue rat squirt.
Good morning, babes. I gotta have my blue rat squirt in the morning.
Blue rat squirt.
You know that I can't start my day without a little blue rat.
Monk's burping up so much pickles.
Did you get high in your own supply?
Not really. The runoff, if you will.
So you're because I forgot you like to drink your pickle juice. Oh boy,
I brined myself, sir. If you've said I had like this much,
uh-huh,
like a glass, I'd be like
a pint glass of pickle juice.
Like,
pretty good chance.
Maybe,
pretty good chance.
Maybe I probably did.
Oh, bud. Yeah, I saw Cody sent me the photo of all of his pickles all ready to go for the weekend.
I have, I only remember from working out 30 years ago called, like, when you do, like, weight pumps. I have forearm pumps.
From opening
from
all those jars?
From shaking and opening all those jars. Both of my forearms feel like I could, today or tomorrow, go out and hit so many home runs in baseball.
Let's do it, bud. Let's do it. Let's go hit the batting cages, bud.
But yeah, I had to take a little out here or there, and I had like a runoff bucket, if you will.
Excess pickle juice, yeah.
That I was using.
Take a little sip of that.
Because I had gloves on, so mm-hmm. I wasn't going to be taking them on and off and on and off and on and off.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just easier to do. I had a runoff bucket and a little extra runoff pickle bucket.
I just picture you during an autopsy in the, what are they? What is, like, what, a medical examiner? Is that be who it is?
Coroner.
Coroner, yeah. Coroner's like...
Paul Bearer.
Looking at you like, is he pit? How did he get so much pickle?
There's no real alcohol in his system, but he's so pickled.
He's 90% pickle juice.
What the hell?
Was he in a big vat of pickles? What happened here?
So weird.
Yeah.
He's very well preserved.
Good for you. Is it giving you burps, like pickle burps?
No, just when I burp a little, it... Immediate, a little pickle juice, but it's good.
On our Facebook page, K-Rock CNY. You can see Izzy and Coco doing mm-hmm. the cool lickles on the video over there. Big hit. It's going to be a big hit at the Taste of Syracuse coming up on Friday.
And all I could think of was that once I sell out of a jar,
mm-hmm.
that jar going to be empty, but going to have the juice. It's going to be pickle. It's going to be very sweet. It's good.
Oh, it is.
Oh, I've tried it. It's good.
It's an upgrade to your usual pickle juice enjoyment.
A little. It's not so healthy anymore because mm-hmm. it's got, you know, a little sugar in it
and Kool-Aid.
But I've been rocking this at home.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about, it's not just because I want to sell a bunch of them this weekend. Because once I started this, now I have them. I have two jars at home.
Of Kool-Lickles.
That are mine.
Private supply.
Yep.
Private reserve, brewer's reserve. Yep.
I had it this when I made Berg's.
Mm.
I slapped the cherry and the grape on the plate side by side them.
Oh.
It was awesome.
Well, very good. Very good. Good morning, everybody. It is a Wednesday. That means a Whiskey Wednesday. Lord knows I need more of that tonight at 7 o'clock.
Get a little bit in you, bro.
Yeah, I'm pickled in a different way. They would see my organs and say, I don't know.
Like a perfect match.
What happened here?
Quick, take out your liver, put it in mine. We'll switch for a little.
Swapskis?
Because mine's all pickled.
Yep.
So we'll get a little bit of my brine on
mm-hmm.
you, and then we'll switch skis back.
If you combined our blood, it would be a pickleback, essentially. It would be Jameson and pickle juice combined.
Pickleback in the morning.
Pickleback in the morning.
Oh.
Twitch.tv/theshow if you want to see what up.
Where
we are in there. K-Rock CNY on the YouTube. K-Rock text line 315-364-109. Let's get going.
For the Hurricanes, it's 3 in 46 years. And
the Stanley Cup final is underway. All right, let me just...
I got time to go get something to drink here.
Yeah, just, which finished off the Avalanche in the Western Conference.
Let me just go get a...
Jeremy Lozano.
I was peeing right now.
They should have scored!
I heard
on the
this.
First shot on the goal.
I went, whoa, what?
1-0 Canes. 25 seconds
25 seconds into the game, Hurricanes. Score. Game one last night of the Stanley Cup final.
They do this. They did this in game one.
You said something happened where there was no commentators on TV or something?
Yeah, I saw it on somewhere on one of the reels where some network broadcast somewhere didn't have the commentators. They just had arena noise. And it was, so they were like, okay, fine, we're going to turn it up as loud as we can. And it was so loud.
That's
it was really
awesome.
Cool. It was really cool. But then, you know, that was, you know. They didn't know it at the time.
Yeah.
Because there were a ton of goals, but that was really the highlight of the night for them.
Yeah, Golden Knights taking the first game, 5-4. Then they what? Do they do like a couple nights off, or how does it work?
No, like 2 days.
2 days?
I think it's... Oh, no, today's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Tonight we have game one
of
Knicks Spurs at 8:30.
It's either Friday? Is it Friday? Can't be tomorrow.
Right now.
Might be tomorrow.
Go right now.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did it tomorrow.
Go right now.
And then maybe Saturday.
We got all the sports. You know, it's like if you are enjoying sports, right now is your time.
Oh, I love it.
All the finals.
This should be an awesome finals, I think. I think anyway. We'll see. I could literally see it going both ways of the Knicks going crazy and sweeping them. Or the more likely Wemby going nuts and
today
sleeping.
And Friday but in San Antonio, Knicks at Spurs.
It's all really going to be a matter of if the Knicks can figure out a way to stop Wemby while also having Jalen Brunson go buck wild.
Yeah.
Because OKC couldn't do it. And they're not a similar team, but they're a similar built team. So... I know, I'm excited.
We got a lot of Knicks fans here, and obviously in New York. And
I'd love to see the Knicks. They're the team I've tried to lean more on being my team since the Sonics left because they're on TV other day. But I don't know.
Yeah, they might burn New York City to the ground if they win a championship. I don't know what'll happen. I saw videos of guys being like, I'll steal a car if they win. Well, I'll give away my baby.
Here's the deal, though.
Yeah.
That's going to be either way. So I feel like whoever is in charge needs to figure out a plan immediately. Because, if they lose...
Mom, Don, you got to start greasing up the poles and...
Yeah, if they lose...
Hosing things down.
It's going to be bad. If they win...
It's also going to be bad.
But less violent.
If they win, it'll be less... Okay, so if they lose, you think they're going to light things on fire. If they win, they'll light a little fewer things on fire?
Yeah, like they'll flip a car.
Okay. Yeah,
out of
right.
celebration.
Yeah.
Instead of anger, flipping a cop car or something.
Which
it really might happen, especially because it's the NBA. So if there's one game at all that's controversial, that's going the whole rest of the series. And then if they lose, they'll go right. It's because game three, flip this car.
Yeah. And I kind of would like it. As long as it's not my car getting flipped over.
Imagine that insurance call.
Yeah. Hey, the Knicks fans flipped my car over, so.
And it's burned it. Sorry.
And it's burned to the ground. So you got all the sports action happening right now. Go.
There's good baseball on as well. There's a ton. And then next week, we get going.
With what next week?
World Cup starts, bruh.
Oh.
Let's go.
I forgot. I saw. Because my kid yesterday was like.
World Cup.
To get a Knicks ticket, it's like $4,000. To get a World Cup ticket, it's like $8,000 last row.
This is an event for the well-off, and it would have been up here.
There's not that many well-off to fill a stadium, so just random schmoes are buying $8,000 tickets?
I have a feeling it's a lot of celebrity and rich CEO. I want the World Cup tickets as an America.
Yeah, but there's not... I mean, think of how big MetLife was when we were there for... Yeah. Oh, wait. There's not that many rich people, so I think people are just like going into debt to go see the World Cup.
That too.
Or they saved up. I get it's the resale market. Maybe they got cheaper tickets when they got announced.
But still, it's
a lot of money.
It's nuts. I wonder if it's like that when they have them just in all their countries.
I don't know. I don't think it's in LA or that much, but I was looking at resale tickets down at MetLife.
Oh,
and thousands of dollars.
Especially because... that's where the final's going to be.
Oh, it is at MetLife?
That's so you might be looking at that too.
Wow.
So I don't know what they're playing there, because a lot of it I think is the other side, right? I think it starts kind of more out west. And then a couple of the bigger ones come this way.
I only know
way.
The locations. Isn't it like in San Fran?
It's everywhere,
right?
Dallas.
In Jersey, Dallas.
Because they made him cover up his windows, because I love that. I've read that article like every day for like a week, just because I like
Jerry
when.
Cover up the glass.
I can just picture him being like, no, I don't want to. And they're like, but you're going to.
Yeah.
And then he did.
Yeah, you're going to hate to hear that, but the World Cup is bigger than the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
football on a world stage. Sorry, Jerry.
Yeah, sorry, bud.
A little bit bigger than your Dallas Cowboys.
They're looking to make $1 bajillion, and it'd behoove you
There's
to
a reason
play along.
Gillette Stadium had to cover up Gillette's logo.
Right, yeah.
All of that.
No, that's they're trying. That's why NFL's trying to get into all the, you know, different countries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they all better play nice.
Yeah, Bob says there's a lottery for the cheap tickets. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Right out the gate, you got to get lucky, and then you can buy the tickets. You have to win a prize to then buy the tickets.
Ooh, sorry.
And then it's like, where do they broadcast the World Cup? Is it on one of these streaming services? Or?
Is it Fox? Is that mm-hmm. where I've seen the commercials?
Okay. All right.
Trying to remember. On Fox, one of those at the end. But
well, at least it'll be on
somewhere.
America time. I don't got to stay up all night.
You're
get
damn
up
right. You're damn right.
Finally. We can watch that Tutti Frutti sport.
Where they just flop around and kick balls with the feet.
Except for
West Coast one, who knows if it starts.
Yeah.
But about time!
I'm excited to watch that because, like we said, their broadcasts are different than any other sport we have. They don't take commercial breaks. There is timeouts, but they don't use them really, right?
They'll have a couple with sponsors and stuff. They'll shoehorn some stoppage times extra than they do now or would have done any other time. They would just be like a broadcast. Oh, it's the U.S. friendly versus England on Fox. Fun July. Huh?
Sure, gotcha.
This is the World Cup, so they'll make sure they have some commercials, but it won't be as many as like we're used to.
No, we're used to
where
a
they
lot
have,
of commercials.
You know, like an NFL game's got like, you know, 15 breaks in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
There's two halves. They'll probably break, maybe four times each half.
Mm-hmm.
I can see.
I envision a lot of picture-in-picture. I envision Fox being like, and we'll go this screen a little small, but let me tell you about Liberty Bibberty.
Yep, 100% that. Absolutely that. I mean, if that's the way most of them do it.
Yeah.
Now.
Lottie celebrating 5 years as a moderator in Twitch. Thank you, Lottie.
Wow.
Appreciate you, Bob. Dobby guy, bruh. Dobby guy.
Bruh.
Dobby tough, bruh. Dobby tough. Dobby guy. Who's there tonight? Who's at the food truck thing?
Let's see. Jelly what? Dog.
Oh,
that's
boy, that weirdo.
Slow walker. It's so confusing.
Okay, go ahead.
No, shot me all the way back. Thanks.
That's all right. No,
that Jelly Dogs, Macaroni, Mamacitas.
Yeah. I thought Ruby's was going to be there, but
yeah,
it's
next
Guess
week.
Guess I'll need to go see him at the Southern Fed Credit Union Taste Circus.
Yeah.
I thought it was this weekend.
Go.
In and around Clinton Square.
Tossin' Fire, Via Napoli.
Mm-hmm.
That Bold Coast.
Yeah.
So there'll be stuff for you and wifey
we'll
for
eat.
Dinner time. There's definitely, because she likes that, right?
Yeah,
and
she likes
like,
Bold
isn't
Coast,
that like the best one?
That's what she liked, yeah.
And then you can try
that
West End
food.
Chop, now that I'm looking at those
what
pictures.
What is it? Is it cheesesteaks?
It's got cheesesteaks, there's a couple tendies, there's a big fat bird.
Yeah, I'll eat that. I'll get that.
Oh, it's not, that's a chopped cheese, sorry, not a bird. Pardon.
That'd be tough.
Check away.
That'd be gah.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
That looks.
You guys hear me using slang?
I don't know any of those.
I don't either, but my kids have been saying it.
Oh, no.
It's
awful. It's probably something terrible.
It's like, they'll say, like, dabby gah.
It sounds like South Park.
It means that bitch is gas or right, that so, bitch is tough.
All right, so that'll be kicked out of school before this year's over.
They're not saying
not
bitch.
Not the people.
They're saying.
The phrase will be
dabby gah.
Nope, enough of that.
Enough of the dabby gah.
Nope, we're not doing that. Not irreverent things. I refer to anybody as a bitch.
It sounds like gibberish. It's like they just kind of slide it into conversations.
It sounds like you're doing something from South Park.
It should be.
That sounds like they did a thing where they're like, I bet we could get kids
it's
to do
a viral,
give me
it's
gay.
A viral... It's a kid named Bubba Harrelson,
no.
A teen.
Uh-uh. Incorrect.
Well, he tasted... This is what you'll like.
No.
He tasted Kool-Aid-infused pineapple spears on a video.
Okay. Because
that was the trend going around.
Yep.
And he says, Debit tough. I'll play it for you.
The big air. Oh yeah. The big tough. The big air. Oh yeah. The big tough. The big air. Oh yeah.
That big tough.
No.
That big gat.
No, I don't.
It's the kid slang.
It's going to make me sound so old and.
What?
That's stupid. That sounds stupid. Whoever is talking, you sound stupid.
It's a slang.
Yeah, that big tough. The big air.
Oh yeah. Appreciate you, buddy. Yes, sir.
Let me do this
today
video.
We came to pull up. First question I want to know, was it really tough in gas?
Yeah, it was most definitely tough.
And how you feel about blowing up?
It's good, it's good. And yeah, got a whole bunch of fame.
People be in the comments saying you fake your voices. So is that true?
Yes.
That's for real how I talk.
No,
for real?
That's not.
For
real.
You from Florida and stuff?
No, I'm from Wilmington.
And what made you start talking like that?
I don't know, just how I grew up.
I just don't understand teens anymore. I don't know what they're saying. Jimmy says, do your kids say Saibu? Maybe. I think they do. I don't know. They say words I don't know. Like, at least we used to say cornholio. That's at least sounds like a word.
Just as stupid.
It's just as dumb.
They'd be like, no. Uh-uh, with the cornholio. Uh-uh.
But now the teens are just, they just make noises, and I have no idea what it is.
I make noises.
My kids will have a whole phrase, and I go, I don't know what that means.
I like to make noises.
What is that?
Oh, okay.
Saibu is shut your bitch ass up.
All right, then. See?
Why are the teens fighting? Relax.
That's just silly slang.
Saibu.
That's so silly.
Saibu.
I loved when songs had that Casio keyboard sound in it.
Rest in peace, Peebo Bryson.
Why do I know that name?
That's not him. That's going to be the male singing. But he was everywhere in the 90s, bud. I'm going to show you all the Peebo.
That's a shame.
75 years old. Barely
even friends. Oh, okay. I do know. I know the older look of him, not the... recent. Wow.
All right, Peebo, take it away.
Go ahead, Peebo.
Just a little change.
Hell yeah.
Small to say the least.
You're right. They all started with this kind of like... songs are too short now. Back in the 90s, we...
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering splendor.
This is not Peebo. This is Steve from Full House.
Oh, you're right. My apologies. Peak 1900s.
Yo.
Like, not to be the old guy, but I guess I've been old all morning. I mean, I guess Toy Story has songs in it, but a lot the movies still have songs in them.
I mean, they're not bangers.
They're not bangers like this.
Like this anymore. Every once in a while, you'll get a couple, like the Frozen one.
Oh yeah, Frozen had songs in it. You're right.
You'll get stuff like that, but it's not like every single.
No, it's not Lion King, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, American Tail.
Yeah, they don't have every one. Or also, maybe people with kids. Maybe they're like, yes, they do.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm just not in that wheelhouse.
Like, does Moana and all those have their own songs.
I guess
and stuff.
Disney musicals would,
but they don't catch on like this.
He also had a very successful solo career.
Did he? I would have just been the jingle guy and been like, you want a little bit of this?
What do you mean? You would just do like the
Aladdin stuff like that,
The
Gun for Hire. He's Gun for Hire. Oh, that's his wife?
Oh, what is she hot?
Yeah. Peebo.
Something that you told me.
Stayed
in
Peebo!
Peebo!
Peebo got the pie!
Peebo!
Celebrating the life of Peebo Bryson. You're number one, Peebo Bryson! Station.
Yeah, he probably doesn't even play this on Sunny anymore.
Softly, reach out. Me.
did see that. The Toy Story 5 is going to have a Taylor Swift song, so that'll be the huge one. Yeah, K-pop Demon Hunters. Yeah, so I guess they got, they're still...
I just might not be in the demo.
Yeah, we just don't know them anymore. We're not out there being like, you're that new Aladdin banger?
Yeah, you guys listen to that new Disney soundtrack? Huh?
Check that out.
I thought this was K-Rock, not K-People. You're right, Kyle.
That's
right.
What you thought. All came so easy, all the loving you
gave me, the feelings we shared. It might be a Peebo day for your boy driving around.
And it's a little too low-key. This is grocery store music.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't think this touches the supercuts, though. This is more grocery. This is not going to supercuts.
7 a.m. at the chopper. Tuesday morning.
Yeah, that day part. Get it, Peebo! If ever you're in my arms again, this
time it'll never be forever.
Damn, Peebo at bangers!
The backup music for these guys was the best.
I just love a slow jam, man. Peebo!
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 Drop it, Peebo! Drop it!
Close your eyes.
Oh.
And I'll love you.
I gotta take my pants off. Hold on a second. Peebo! Peebo got me worked up.
Peebo for you.
Peebo got me worked up. Catfish Corey says, missed the show. Glad to be back working early mornings.
Hello.
We're coming back, Catfish.
Welcome to the whole Peebo
Hour. You're back just in time for the Peebo Hour.
Welcome to the Peebo Hour. I'm so into you.
I don't know
this one.
We'll see if I know this
Peebo.
One.
Surprised he wasn't in more, like the first set there, the Aladdins and the such. Once you do like a Beauty and Beast and Aladdin, now you'd think that.
Why do it? You won the two Super Bowls.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah, you really did.
I can show you the world and Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
You drop that mic and you walk out.
He's like, I'm done.
Ken said this Saturday morning at the liquor store when the stock guy puts on reruns of Casey Kasem. The funniest line I've heard Paulie say in a while unintentionally is we were in a meeting. Paulie is, believe it or not, in charge of Sunny 102. I don't know how that happened.
No one else wanted us to.
Nobody else wanted it. And he goes, we've extended the Casey Kasem day part. And I said, he's been dead 20 years. What do you mean you're extending his day part?
He's going more.
God, they are ringing that Casey
they're
Kasem.
They're cheaper when they're free and dead.
They cannot get enough Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem, this is Peebo Bryson. Okay.
It's the number
22. He died in 2014.
As far as you know, I did. I
celebrate my love for you.
Don't point at me. Don't you point at me. You had your chance. It's gonna come
shining through. I love a slow jam. Rest in peace, Peebo Bryson.
I hate Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem.
Peebo Bryson and Casey Kasem. Together again. I can't.
Listening to Peebo. Sun is shining, Peebo on the speakers, baby. Here is the first goal of last night's Stanley Cup final with no broadcaster audio. I guess the Indianapolis broadcast did not have the broadcaster audio in it.
It was cool to just hear the crowd, though. To hear him start it too, the fast break.
Cool way to start the game.
Although it'd be so confusing at home.
What's going on? What's going on? I need someone to describe it to me. Yeah, Hurricanes got one quick and ended up losing the whole thing. But Golden Knights up one game in the Stanley Cup Final. Coco, today for our gaming stream, we will do game one of Knicks Spurs.
Yeah.
We'll need to flip a coin. And
that's going to be cool.
Pick our team that we'll stick with for the whole time through. So
I wish, though, again, I wish they would just start them a little earlier.
8:30 is too late. I'll catch like the first
quarter,
I guess.
There's no need for that.
San Antonio. So what time is it in San Antonio? 6:30 when it starts, maybe?
Oh, I don't even know the difference. But it's like, come on.
Touchdown.
8:30.
8:30.
Can't just start at 8?
Gotta go to bed.
That does make a difference.
I gotta go to bed.
Because now, like you said, it's gonna go for one quarter, great, but all of a sudden it's gonna be 11 something.
Mm-hmm. Not me. I'm going to bed.
God forbid they can't just start.
I don't have sports FOMO like you. I can go to bed and check the score in the morning.
I can go to bed whenever I want. I don't even care about no sports.
I can check the score in the morning when I get up. So I dragged chat through this. There is a thing I'm thinking of, and I don't know what it is, where like it was a magazine or a TV show or whatever would be like, here's the celebrities on the incline and celebrities on the decline. That's all I remember. If anybody remembers what that was, please help me. But I have a list of the 10 summer picnic foods that are on the incline and the 10 that are on the decline. So there's 10 that are getting much more popular.
Okay.
And there's 10 on their way out.
All right.
What one do you want first? The ones on the decline or the incline?
Yeah, you pick.
All right, I'll do decline first. All right,
well, what's on the way out? Number one better be hot dogs.
Close, Spam.
No, that's fine, great.
Spam is on the way out.
Great. There ain't no need for Spam. I know that some cultures use it and stuff, but
there's a need for Spam. There's a need for Spam. There's always a need for Spam.
We have fake whatever. It's hot dogs.
Yeah.
That's hot dogs.
And has anybody had the Spam hot dogs yet? Because I will eat those. I will eat a Spam hot dog.
I mean, I think it's what it is.
It's every different time. It's a different non-meat. Hot dog is not a non-meat, but then the Spam is a different non-meat.
Yeah, I haven't seen them anywhere. Let's see. They look like they're readily available.
Like okay. I can just get them? All right, I'll get them for lunch.
Are they?
I'll eat some Spam hot dogs for lunch today.
Where to buy? Let's find out.
Because I want to see if I'd like them boiled or pan-fried. I'll do one of each. What?
Shockingly, several Dollar General rolls.
Ooh, that's a DG staple?
But like, yeah, a lot of them.
Hell yeah.
There's a bunch. The Price Chopper and Wegmans over by me have them.
I'll stop on my way home. Just in the hot dog section? Do I need to go to a special Spam section to find them?
Excuse me,
where are your Spam dogs?
They like
sir, get out of here.
They like cooked or something?
No, it's a real thing. Sir, get out of the store.
What's this one? What's the
you should not be eating Spam hot dogs. All right.
Costco.
Things that are on the decline of summer picnics. Number one is Spam. Number two, cocktail sausages.
Same, because that's mini Spams. I don't like those. Vienna sausages, I don't like those.
Is that pigs in a blanket? Is that what mini cocktail sausage is?
No, or do they mean like when you do like the little like cook it in jelly and then you stab it with a toothpick? Because those I like, because you can get like the little beef smokies.
Oh, I do like those.
But a little, cocktail,
smokies.
Little cocktail wiener I'm envisioning as like a little Vienna sausage.
Yeah, I think they're different.
Which I don't like. And
like a little smoky?
Because it's you can get beef. I don't get the...
You can get beef hot dogs. You don't like beef hot dogs?
I don't know if I would like a beef. I would, but would it just be... It's just like taking a hamburger and rolling it like Play-Doh and then grilling it.
Am I stroking out? But don't like isn't like an Oscar Mayer say like 100% think, beef or something?
Yeah,
on
they just
it?
Taste.
But it is pink. It's
yeah,
still pink
it's
somehow.
Still, it's still the hot dog all part right. of it, but because you know I will get, turkey
dogs. Well,
turkey dog
should go right to jail for that.
I've never had a turkey dog.
Corned beef on the way out. I don't even think I like corned beef. Do I?
I like it a little bit now that Christian and the crew up at Brewer have.
Oh,
smushed
yeah.
it real good and made it crispy. I'll eat that corned beef hash.
Yeah, that was
and
good.
And then I tried a bite of the sandwich, but it's not for me. But it ain't bad. But this is summer
picnic foods that are on the way
who
out.
The
people
hell
are
is walking into a party going, here's the brisket, big corned beef for you.
Well, some of these are more random. Like they're just looking at trends on people buying things.
Oh, okay.
And I guess, like, this one says sliced white bread. And I think it's because there's so many options of bread now. You're not just going to buy white bread. You're like, well, I would like a hearty white, or I'd like a sourdough.
That's on the decline.
Like, you ever go to the bread aisle and see your options for breads now? Maybe it was always like that. I just wasn't paying attention.
No, it's always been a, but it goes through phases. There was a huge phase for a
country
while of all of
hearty white
varieties and potatoes.
Butter bread.
And, yeah. And then it was every one of those,
but packed with protein.
And yes, protein packed. This one's a shocker. And I won't be coming to your picnic if you don't have potato chips.
What?
Just potato chips on the way out.
I've been.
Why? Are they too poor for you?
Right. I've been effing so hard. With those rippled ones.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
Maybe it's a CNY thing,
stop.
But I gotta have a it's, big old basket of chips.
It's just the, if you're making like a plate and you got like a burger and some other things, and then you just, summertime is for the side of chips, because that's the only time you're allowed to take that chip and go, I'm gonna dunk you in ketchup real quick.
Yeah.
Because you're there with my burger.
And that's why they have the ketchup-flavored chips, because they know you want that combo. You're just too embarrassed to do it.
Exactly.
Also on the way out, potato salad. Which
right.
is fine. I got no need for that.
Good.
I got no need for that.
Good.
Good. So what are the things on the incline, Cody? It's a lot of bougie stuff.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah, I think people are trying.
I'm trying to think of what I've been.
Listen, do what you want to do, but you don't need to be all fancy with your picnic. We're going to swim. We're going to maybe play some bocce.
I want a handheld Berg.
I want a handheld.
I don't care where the meat came from.
I want a farm-to-table artisanal handheld.
Oh.
No, on the incline.
Oh, boy.
Focaccia bread.
That is everywhere right
it's
now.
It's everywhere, and I do like it. I've always liked it.
It's fine, but...
It is everywhere.
That's don't be bringing bread to a summer picnic. That's heavy.
Yeah, that's a... What about this? Because it says specifically Spanish tortilla.
Ooh,
what is
hey
this?
Now.
What's a Spanish tortilla versus a regular tortilla?
I don't really know. Like flour
Look
versus
up
corn.
Look Spanish tortilla. See what if it says
I'm
something different.
I'm trying to find myself a Spanish tortilla as opposed to a white tortilla.
He wants to wrap himself up in a Spanish tortilla if you're out there listening.
Versus white tortilla?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, pardon me. Thick Spanish egg. Wait,
it's like an omelet, Bob says
yeah.
in chat.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
An egg and potato omelet versus the thin and flexible flatbread of the Tex-Mex.
Do not bring an omelet to the picnic, yeah, Bod.
Could you not bring an omelet to the picnic, please?
I'm good, Bod.
Can you know who's bringing omelets to the picnic? Weird Uncle Bob.
Yeah, probably.
Sorry,
I made
chat,
an omelet.
Yeah, weird Uncle Bud
it's
is.
It's 2 o'clock and it's 90 degrees outside. I brought omelets.
But it's a Spanish tortilla.
Help yourself, cut up a slice.
Did you bring anything to eat with the Spanish tortilla? Or, you know, because it probably should be served with other Spanish delicacies and then you use the tortilla to eat it. No, it's just the tortilla.
This one I'm happy is on the incline. Salami. Trying to watch that BP. You know that about me, but I love a salami.
No salami.
You don't like a salami?
I don't need no salami at my picnic.
But your sandwiches are turkey and that's it, right?
Yeah, it's like, I mean...
You don't F with bologna.
No, I hate, no bologna.
Salami.
No, I will, depends on...
Roast beef?
No, I don't
wow.
like that.
Wow.
Depends on the specialty sandwich of like the week for Vince's, but sometimes I'll eat the capicola or a Georgiana with salami.
Okay.
If they put it on with all their other things.
Like a charcuterie of some kind, maybe?
Just like a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't just like it on its own. Because I was thinking, okay, maybe you could bring that if you're bringing a deli tray. Because then I'll sneak and eat all the turkey. And you won't even know.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, hey, where's the turkey going? I go,
and he scampers
and
away.
I sneak away.
Tacos in chat says, Josh, I like to keep snack and salami in the fridge at all times. Like deli salami or like, because they do
just
sell it in the logs too.
Because I could see you liking both.
I can't do that anymore. I gotta
just
watch that BP.
Just take a big pull.
Because
right
I would, dude. If I got deli salami in the fridge, I am in danger. My heart is in danger.
Yep.
Chorizo on the incline for summer picnics.
I like chorizo. It's fine.
A sausage, right?
Yeah.
I like chorizo.
It depends on how it's made, though. I don't like all chorizo.
Yeah?
Some chorizo I don't like. I don't even know how to explain that. Just some I don't, some I do.
Hummus
I cook it.
On the incline, which I'm fine with. You might not know this. I like a hummus.
I just don't. It's all right. I just don't care for it.
You don't?
No.
I don't like all the flavored ones. I take that back. I had a garlic hummus that I liked. But it's like a... Someone, it's like a good dip.
Someone, like, it was like 2 years ago, I remember them being like, no, you'll like this, try it. It's chocolate hummus. And I didn't.
No, I don't want chocolate hummus.
I didn't like it anyway.
I like but standard I hummus.
People, it's fine, everyone can have it. I like
either that naan bread or some of like the, like a different kind of chip.
I like, if I snag a chickpea in a salad every once in a while on a random, I'll go, that's fine. But I'm not seeking them out. I'm not seeking them out.
And the top three, picnic foods, making an incline. On the climb. On the up and up.
On the
tip of the top.
Top on the charts.
Breadsticks. What the hell? Who's that?
What 1950s Italian family is throwing all of these picnics?
I brought the breadsticks.
I got breadsticks. I got focaccia bread. I got salam.
Now let's hold on a second.
A little Genoa.
Let's not get crazy here. Are we talking like Olive Garden style breadsticks, or are we talking those dried breadsticks that you smoke like a cigar?
Neither are for a summer picnic.
Oh.
I do like those. Not to
the dried ones, dude.
Throw Vince's again, but yep, they've got like eight varieties of those. Those are so good. Like the little thin ones.
You eat half of it, and then you got a cigar to walk around with, and you're like,
yep. Oh, those are so good. A little gabagool.
Hey. Flatbreads.
Hey, whoa.
Flatbreads on the incline.
Okay.
Apparently, I just think people are getting bougier with their picnics. That's what this says to me.
Carb central.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta watch your carbs.
And then olives, which you can have all those.
What the hell?
Help yourself.
What the hell?
More for you.
Ken, what? Who just came over from Italy and is immediately throwing a picnic?
Olives on the incline. Focaccia bread. Prosciutto. Salami.
Hey, get some gabagool.
And I think Sister's
salam.
Right. People are doing a lot of charcuteries for picnics.
Hey, go have
snackle
a little
boxes. Snackle boxes, if you will.
Yeah, but that's more... Now I'm thinking this is more like picnic. Like you're taking a fancy, nice lady on a picnic, and then you got the charcuterie.
Yeah.
I'm more thinking of like
you're going to
cousin, Jay's backyard,
Cousin Jay's backyard.
And
have
none of that.
No, we're having chips, burgers, dogs, some chicken.
You take a fine lady to a hill with wildflowers and some shade and a picnic, like on a cartoon.
Ladies, let me introduce you to my friend Coco.
I don't have a picnic basket.
I'll get you a damn picnic basket if anybody's going to go on.
Oh, right.
I'm trying.
Ladies!
We're cracking packs. We're making money here, guys. Our friends at Twisted Mayhem Gaming gave us a box of these Pokemanes. We've been opening them.
This is fun.
We had a $9 card, a $9 card, and a $5 card. Ayo!
Next, we have to have them give us definitely some sports card or something.
Do they even do sports over there?
Oh,
I don't think they do sports stuff.
Well, they can find us a pack of sports cards, and then we'll crack that next.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. I know... Nothing about this. I tried to like
read. I don't
read.
Either. I just like looking up on TCG Player and seeing what's their valued at.
I tried to read like what to do and all that and whatever. Like tried to watch like a YouTube video. It's too confusing. I had to sit down with like a kid and have the cards and him sit down and go, okay, first jackass.
Why? Right.
You're holding them wrong.
And what happened over the last month? Because some of these cards that we're pulling were like $30 cards a month ago.
I think it's what we've been told.
Is it just the market's been saturated?
Is it once you open them and everybody else has got them and then they're gone or they're available and then you got to wait a bit, then they'll be gone and then maybe they'll go back up.
Shout out Twisted Mayhem over there in just off Moyer's Corners in Beeville across from the fire station.
Sometimes there's WWE collector's cards.
Ooh, that'd be fun to do.
Let's get the Danhausen five-knuckle shuffle, bro.
That'd be fun to do.
That'd be cool.
Well, are you a mouthwash guy? Do you do mouthwash ever?
Yeah.
You do?
Yep.
I like a good mouthwash. I should do it more than I do.
I like a good mouthwash.
What's your go-to mouthwash?
There's a couple. I mean, I like just the old school burn.
I like Listerine. Do you like Listerine?
Blue.
Yeah, the blue Listerine.
Well, I'll just get like the Equate.
Generic or whatever. Yeah. I do like a good burn. Like that hot.
That hot,
my mouth feels clean now.
I do like to try other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you're at someone's house, and you're like, oh, you got, well, let me try
Ew,
your mouthwash.
Ew, you're sucking off their mouthwash bowl.
Let me get a little bit of that mouth. Well, they got cups and stuff. You know what I'm
saying?
Oh, yeah. A little cup.
Whatever happened to the little Dixie cups in the bathroom?
Oh, we got them. My mom's got it. Yeah, all the time. I used to get them at like Walmart, I assume.
No, but like
it's like a mom thing. They think it comes with the mom bag.
In the 90s, everybody's bathroom had the little mini, like little Dixie cups.
But back in the day, it was a thing. Like now, it's just whatever print. But back then, it was prints.
Yeah,
they had fish and that one you see everywhere with that like the teal and purple. Like,
yep.
that, like the one that's on t-shirts and
my
stuff.
My parents' bathroom had little mini Dixie cups. Mm-hmm. Danny Girl says mouthwash is bad for your heart. Thanks, Danny Downer. Danny Downer always finds the way to bring me down. Yeah. Riri's mom, I think you're right. I think Riri's mom still has them. I think moms, 80s moms got their kit.
It comes with them in the mom bag.
Congratulations. You're going to be a mother in the 80s.
Yep.
Here is your hairspray.
Yep.
Here is your little mini Dixie cup.
Yep.
Here's your Wilson Phillips cassette tape.
Yep. Here's a pack of cigarettes you smoke every once in a while that you hide in the freezer.
Yep. Enjoy being a mom. Well, all right. I bring this up because Listerine is introducing different levels of spicy.
Like, wait, like mango habanero?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's the Listerine, but just different intensities now. So if you want
to... Okay, so they tell you instead of you guessing by like, I like the blue, it burned best.
Listerine is introducing range of intensities, so if the original Listerine, a little too spicy for you.
You know what's the grossest?
What one?
Yellow.
I don't think I've ever done yellow Listerine. You ever had
a yellow mouthwash?
No.
Oh, my God.
Can you equate the flavor to anything?
No.
No?
I don't even want to say butthole, because sometimes, ladies...
Sometimes pretty good.
It's awful. It's like medicine.
You can get extra mild, or intense.
Intense all day!
Extra mild is a new and ultra gentle for a softer swish. Mild, also alcohol-free, smooth and balanced for an easy everyday clean.
This is too weird.
Or intense.
You're making it like you can drink it. You cannot drink it.
Some people do. Some people
alcoholics do. You can't, though. You can't. Don't. It'll mess up your gut.
Mel is right. Fierce. It's medicinal. Like, the yellow is like a medicinal solvent of some kind.
I have also, once we learned that you could swish, what's like the, not peroxide, but that brown one.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Or not the one that doesn't bubble. Is it just alcohol?
It might be,
I tried it, and you can do that, too.
Well, there is alcohol in these.
Yeah, but that's grosser.
Because it's just pure alcohol you're putting in your mouth.
Yeah.
Intense is the bold and powerful classic Listerine experience. They already have some hits. They've already hit some stores. They're being rolled out nationwide. What's that?
Bold and powerful.
Bold and powerful.
Spam dog. Oh, wait, sorry. Listerine.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop at Tops on the way home. I'm going to get a Spam Dog.
Pack of Spam Dogs.
Spam Dogs for lunch today. I'm going to get
bold and spicy Listerine for after. You're going to be killing
it. My body's going to shut down. You're not going to have a good day tomorrow. If I eat Spam Dogs for lunch and then do a whiskey show tonight.
And then whatever you have for dinner.
Oh. I'll take tomorrow off, bud. Always getting sick. So we all know the meme that goes around of, like, you know, your dad has you hold the flashlight while he's working on the car and he yells at you for not holding the flashlight right.
I wish my dad would yell at me again. Not holding the flashlight properly.
He never did that, though. No, Frank never made you hold the flashlight.
Not like he didn't work on like cars and stuff.
No.
But he would absolutely make me do things like that with. But different situations, not flashlights.
No, my stepfather, just everything I did was wrong, and I was doing it wrong, and that's not the right way to do it, Josh. It has not bled into my adult life and behavior in any way whatsoever.
I'm sure.
But a 41-year-old man was arrested after breaking into an office building in Pennsylvania when he brought his girlfriend's 11-year-old daughter with him to hold the flashlight.
Yeah, that's like you saw an episode of Rick and Morty and like, oh, wait a minute, I could take this little kid with me to do adventures?
Well, first of all, scumbag behavior. That's like you're bringing a kid with you to a burglary on Wednesday, May 27th.
You told me to spend more time with him.
Babe!
You're the one that said.
Babe, you told me, though.
If I wanted to keep this.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to include and turn it into this.
Police responded around 12:29 p.m. This is the middle of the day, homie. 12:29 p.m. Upon arrival, officers observed that the side glass door had been shattered and forced open.
Whoops.
The suspect, 41, was taken into custody. During the investigation, he admitted that he had brought his girlfriend's 11-year-old daughter with him and instructed her to hold the flashlight while he committed the crime.
Oh,
just hold this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to take her at 12:29
A.M.?
Yeah, like...
On a school night?
Babe,
I'm thinking of you again! I can't win!
I can't win, babe!
I try and I try!
I can't win! You're like, spend more time with the kids, so... You know I burglar during the middle of the day.
I did a little beanie.
My daytime is for burglaring. I'm on the clock. At 12:29, I got a burglar.
You should
bring her to work day. I brought her to work with me.
You knew when you met me, I was into B's and E's.
That's what I do. It's what I do.
But here we are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you don't bring... No.
Josh, if you're gonna burgle, you gotta hold the flashlight better, Josh.
They brought her because she's got little hands. She could fit into little smaller spaces.
I mean, that is true.
You get in there better.
If you got to have an accomplice with you, the smaller they can be, the better.
Or one that can't really do time.
That's also true.
She's not going to go to, like, juvie or anything. Her mom just has to come pick her up.
The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Topps Friendly Markets, kicks off in just a couple of days. All the good we've been telling you about.
A couple days.
Cody will be there.
Come get punched.
Cody will be there.
Punch. We get comfy insoles today.
Come on down. What kind of insoles are you going to get, Dr. Scholes?
I'm honestly just going to find the fattest, thickest ones.
And go for that? And did last year your feet hurt a lot?
Yes. I mean, it wasn't where I was like, oh my God. But they were sore. And with my leg, the maximum amount of comfort would be great. So.
Do any of you who have to stand on your feet for long periods of time have a recommendation for Cody's Walmart sneakers today? You're just going to get generic sneakers?
I'm just going to find like the
thick
cheapest.
Thick soles, not the slides?
Yep, I don't care what they look like. I'm just going to get the cheapest whatever, because then I get Kool-Aid sloshed on them.
Yep.
I just want thick soles and big insoles. Oh, you know what?
What?
I might venture to like a thrifty shopper first.
See if they got some dope ones over there.
They would have no offense to Walmart, but maybe a more name brand, but more worn in, so you're not like a stiff.
True.
And then get the insoles.
True. You find a pair of New Balance over there.
Right. Anything but the show that you've turned me onto for the past two summers, where there's no anything. That's why our ankles are shattering at an alarming rate.
For those of you listening, he just showed me his slides. I'm a fraud, first and foremost. Because I'm in here wearing my Vans all the time.
Yeah.
This is what I have on.
Yeah.
I wear my checkered Vans because I refuse to admit that I'm in my 40s.
But they're cool, though. That's why.
But as a man who goes to a lot of concerts with people in their 40s, a lot of us are wearing our Vans.
I see them all the time. And I always want to be like, I know a guy wearing those shoes, too.
But I'm a fraud. Because the second I get out of the public eye, I'm wearing Hokas. Big old man sneakers.
But that's the trade-off. That's what... The age group does. We wear these and then a pair of something like that for maximum comfort.
Yeah.
This is for accessibility and just walking around and it's really easy, your day-to-day shoe.
Yeah.
Those are like, my shoes, where my feet are getting pampered right now.
Yeah, these are my shoes for like the show. These are my stage shoes. These are my character shoes.
Yep.
I'm wearing my character shoes. What? Mel, I saw you swap them out after the plant swap. I'm a fraud, Mel.
Like how I change my shirt.
I'm a fraud.
When we're done with stuff,
yeah.
You change your shoes.
The second I went back to my car, I took the Vans off and I put on the big, thick Hokas with the 2-inch thick sole on them. Oh, finally, my feet can rest.
Well, I get it. You do that? Like I think I took it out. That's how I have a tank top at all. No.
Yeah, so you got to swap an out shirt. I'm a fraud.
Yeah, as soon as I'm done, I'm like, all right.
I'm a Mr. Rogers in real life. I'm a fraud. I got my show shoes on, but then...
I love changing shoes, though.
You should get one of those mats that they have for, like, cashiers and stuff.
Oh,
those padded
son
mats.
Of a bitch. I just swapped out. I got a new one for my kitchen and threw the old one away. That would have been perfect.
Yeah, you need one of those, like...
Oh,
those big thick cashier mats they have.
Yeah,
that would help you a lot too this weekend.
I used to remember going and trying to find whatever cashier or register that got left
at
the chopper.
Yeah,
what's that thing?
Mel says she's getting a padded mat for work soon.
Those things are so dope.
Uh huh. And a standing desk, very nice.
I like to stand.
No, I've been rocking the Hokas, dude. I've been doing 2 miles with Freddie every day. We're both old men, and I'm trying to, kick this can down the road a little bit. Even he's getting to the point where we'll do, like, we'll be coming back from 2 miles. I don't know how long you walk with him. Do you do a couple miles when you would walk with him? You never counted it?
Count, really, but we're out for a while. There's several times where he's like, bro, so I try to, right at
first,
you
might be going longer.
Right at first, I do small ones, and then I ramp it up with him, and then he just deals with it.
Yeah, he does, and we'll do a mile out, and then a mile back, and about, like, halfway through that mile back, he's slowing down.
Oh, there'll be times where Elsa will, because Elsa, we never just walk.
Mm-hmm.
There's no just, we're going to take a nice long walk. We're going to take a nice long walk, and every 3 to 5 feet, I'm going to stop for an hour and smell every single blade. She smells individual branches on bushes and stuff. I'm like, this is what we're doing today.
Freddie does that, but
he'll lay down.
Freddie does?
He'll just be like, I don't say
anything. I don't let Freddie explore that much because he would also do that. I let him explore the length of the leash. So if he's ahead of me and then he stops and starts sniffing, I let my arm go like this as I walk past him. And then, all right, you had about 15 seconds there, bud. Let's go.
You're good. Yep.
You downloaded and peed on whatever you needed to pee on.
Oh, he is the biggest phantom peer.
He just has to.
There's nothing.
He's marking like, everything.
Fred, nothing's coming out,
dude. You're empty.
You don't have 15 peas.
You're empty, bud. Let's go.
You got to ration that out better,
bud.
He
wants everybody to know that this is his. All of this is his.
Got
to
ration.
315-364-109. What are your shoe recommendations for Coco? It's K-Rock.
That's my favorite one.
Who is it? What would that happen to?
That was my favorite. That was Jose Canseco. Last night, poor Joe Adele of the Angels had it happen to him where a ball bounced off his head in the outfield and went over the fence. Home run.
And that counts as a home run?
Home run.
Whoa.
That's awesome. Oh, my God.
That sucks,
He's going to get ribbed for quite a while.
Wow.
The Jose Canseco one is better only because of his, like, not a good outfielder and how silly he looked while taking the ball off of his head.
Why?
Looks like Joe Adele just...
He just missed it.
No, Canseco is not the best outfielder because, again, he was roided up as much as he possibly could be.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we got to put him somewhere. And he was out in the outfield and tried, and it just
and
was like...
his big old arms couldn't really work.
It was like a flail, and it bounced off the top of his head and went over. That's great.
Oh, good morning, everybody. The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse is this weekend. It is free to attend.
Big hit and home run.
Food and music festival in Central New York takes place Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Both days, music across three stages. Tons of $2 samples, delicious foods.
Yep.
Get all the information, tasteofsyracuse.com. Plot it out.
Yeah, I've been seeing.
Plot it out.
So many, like, just through the Taste of Syracuse. If you're not following, follow them on their Instagram, mm-hmm. Taste of Syracuse. They're putting out
all sorts
of little videos and stuff.
Like I've been saying, if you have not been in several years, the layout is better.
It really is.
It is a way better layout than the ones you're thinking of.
It really is.
They adjusted it a few years ago to get rid of those pinch points where everybody was running into each other.
That was awful, and that is gone now. There's some spots where it's a little crowded because... like 200,000 people show up over the course of 2 days.
Yeah.
So it'll get a little busy, but, oh, man, that moving away from that area and then that getting out of that parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's been clutch.
It's so much better.
It's been clutch.
And don't forget, if you're looking at, if you're coming and you see me and you go, oh, look, I'm looking directly at front of Cody's booth. Hey, there's Cody at Punched. Go left all the way down. That's Ruby's.
That's Ruby's Colombian food. And, oh, my God, that's going to be my first stop on Saturday. First stop on Saturday for Ruby's.
I get to like take advantage of all the things because I'm there immediately.
You're there open to close
Friday,
right?
So
are you really doing 11 to 10 both days?
Oh, no,
you're nuts.
I did it last year.
I know.
It was something like, I forget what it was. It was like 33 or 29 of 48 hours or something.
That's owning a food business, I guess.
And I was going to say, this is what people do, but more intense. All the time.
Yeah, like,
I don't know how people do it.
I don't know how people do it.
I could not function.
I keep trying, like, my wife and I are trying to come up with our, like, it's not retirement plan, but she retires in 8 years, and we wanted to, like, we want to have a family business. We don't know what that is yet.
I'm still in your original idea.
What was my original idea?
Big good food truck.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say. We don't want to be a food truck. That looks so hard.
Yeah, but it's...
and stressful.
All of it's going to be stressful.
I can't do food. It's too stressful.
Because I'm doing the minimal food things, and it's stressful. But I think what you'd see once you do it a time or two, because the times or two that I've done it,
it flies.
Well, that and once you have a successful like day,
mm-hmm.
it just pumps everything up times a thousand. You're like, okay, let's get back out there.
Because well, you made a bunch of money.
You just worked 15 hours. All right, well, tomorrow we'll do the same thing. Look how well it went. Like at K-Rockathon, that how watching those otter pops fly makes me so mad this year that they're scarce, but I can't think about it. It's not my fault.
Right. It's not your fault. But, for some reason, there's a run on otter pops this year.
Right, but just knowing the success, and I think that you'd be one of those people where you would have a successful day.
Oh,
and
I like money. Like,
okay, it's time to...
Time I like to, money for sure.
It's just fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Angie says, cleaning and setting up sucks having a food truck, but the middle part is fun.
Yeah, and that Saturday night at like 9:40.
Oh, you've got to be exhausted. Yeah.
Because then it's, all right, break everything down.
Dude, you're a legend. You're a legend for doing it.
Put it in a truck.
No, I have nothing but respect for people who work in the restaurant industry, the food truck industry.
It gives a whole new respect because I got to work to pizza shops and, you know, all those other places and grocery stores. Mm-hmm. You see all the moving parts of everything.
Yeah.
And now that I see this, it's like, damn, you guys. Yeah.
Text line is telling you to set up at Locktoberfest in Phoenix. If you want to come out there, I'll get you a spot in Phoenix, nice. Bud. That'd be fun.
See, there's...
I'm not eating all the profit, Spaz. But I would. I'd have a problem.
Well, okay, that is, again, one of the issues that you got to be careful because like yesterday, there were so many times where I'm like, I'm going to eat one of these pickles. And like, that's a pickle.
Yeah, that's a profit.
That was $2.
Yep.
So I didn't. I didn't. Like just when we just pulled out and showed the Kool-Aid pickle, I was like, oh, I'm going to eat that one. Then I went, or you put that back and that jar goes over with you when you set up.
And that's money.
And there was like $6 right there.
Dude, trust me, I owned a whiskey brand. I see that bottle of whiskey, I want to open it and drink it, but I'm like, well, that's money.
Yeah.
That's money you're getting rid of.
Oop.
Well, the dream is always to be in the concert attendance. Somebody on stage goes, the drummer isn't feeling well.
That's what I told you to bring your Vibra Slap with you to Cake.
I was so ready for John McCray at Cake to be like, the Vibra Slap is broken. Did anybody bring one?
He goes and hits it, and it snaps.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, no, the Vibra Slap has been broken. Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, and I go, sir, I've brought mine.
A light shines. Bring up the lights. Bring up the house lights.
Who?
Say it again, young man. And it.
I have mine.
You?
You, to the stage.
Local... radio celebrity?
You wouldn't know anything about me.
Is that Ted? Of Ted? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ted from Ted and Amy, everybody. Well, there was an orchestra in Australia performing, and during the performance, I feel bad for the keyboardist, they got, like, food poisoning, got really sick.
Oh.
And they couldn't, they had to leave the stage, because, you know, they're probably coming out of whatever.
Poopy.
So the conductor said... Can anyone sight read? Which means, can I put the music in front of you and you just play it? You don't got to practice it. You can sight read. And a 21-year-old music student said, I can.
Oh, that's so cool.
He was brought down, given the music, and played the rest of the show.
And they were like, do your best.
Anybody like an amazing sight reader? You can sight read? Okay. You want to join us?
What band?
I was an orchestra.
Oh, okay.
They were doing La La Land, like the movie La La Land. They were doing music.
Gotcha.
And the keyboardist got sick. And Sterling Nassa raised his hand. And I can sight read to the stage.
Sterling, come to me. Okay.
That is the dream of anybody who plays any instrument. Now, the problem is, if that, like a Vibra Slap, sure, I could perform that.
Yeah.
I'm not a good enough guitar player to be like, the Foo Fighters are like, we need you. Ah,
you could do some songs.
I could do a couple.
Yeah. Like, Andy Grammer called you up on Sunday and was like, bro, my fingers are broken. I don't happen. Will you play along with me while I sing Banana Pancakes? Or
talk about the Jason Mraz concert I went to.
Then he would get up there, and as John Mayer is strumming, or can't strum, you would strum for John Mayer as he sings His Body is a Wonderland.
Speaking of Jason Mraz, can I ask you a serious question? And you can answer this. You can be as straightforward as you want to.
Okay.
Do I bring back my stupid hat? Do I start wearing my stupid pork pie hat again?
Yeah, why not? I like hats. You look fine in it. I would tell you if you look stupid. I don't think you could pull off like.
I'm not going to wear it like around the place.
No. Oh, why not?
But there were
just
people.
Wear it.
Like,
people wear
Jason
them.
Mraz
He's
used
wearing
to wear
one.
Stupid hats, and then I would wear stupid pork pie hats, and then I stopped for a long time, but I liked it.
I wouldn't let you wear like a big fedora.
No, I wouldn't wear that, but
that's
I like,
fine. I wear hats. You're just, you just want to wear a different hat.
I just got to bring back my stupid hat.
Summertime are probably smart, so you don't get burns on your head.
Because that's, you, honestly, God, I'm so old. Why are you listening to the oldest man in the world talk on the radio?
You don't burn
your
head.
I got to change out my shoes for comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
And dude, this bald head gets burned so fast.
Pop that on there. Save yourself a little annoying.
I think I got to bring back my dumb hat, unless my wife thinks it looks stupid. Her opinion is the one that matters the
most.
Well,
I was going to say, that's really, if she says yes, then you're fine. If not, then you can't.
Because I got to have a hat, and baseball hats don't really work for my head. But like stupid pork pie hats or like Jason Mraz type hats worked for me.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion, they did. And I'm an old man now. Like Art Alexakis from Everclear wears stupid dumb hats.
Yeah.
I think I might bring back stupid dumb hats.
Not hipster's not the word I'm looking for, but middle-aged former ska band guys, but was never actually in a ska band.
There's a lot of us.
That's you guys. You wear those.
Yeah, we do wear those. All right.
You wear those.
Just, all right.
I mean, as long as, don't, like, turn it into the whole, like, start wearing bowling shirts and
I'm not going to make it a whole thing.
Either, like, the Hawaii Charlie Sheen.
I wore stupid dumb hats for a while, and it was kind of my look, and then I got out of it for a while, and then I saw...
Honestly, it's funny you said that. Like, last week, I remembered for a time period where I didn't wear a hat forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I was like, why don't you wear hats anymore? And then I started wearing my hats again, and now I haven't stopped. Because I went through that same thing where I was like, I look dumb.
I got
my hat on. Now I love it. I have to wear a hat all the time.
I have to for like the safety of my bald head.
It's more of a comfort thing for me now. I like it when it matches whatever I'm wearing.
I also like some of those Irish flat caps a little bit.
The Kangol.
Yeah, I might bring back my stupid dumb hat.
You wear, if random people get to wear them, you get to wear them.
I think I'm talking
random myself people
into
too.
Because there are just a bunch of dudes my age wearing stupid dumb hats at Jason Mraz, and I go, maybe that's got to be me now.
I would wear around that big, huge lady's floppy garden hat.
Yeah.
Just out and about.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So if I would be willing to do that, you can wear your, a pork pie hat?
I like pork pie hats because I don't like fedoras. I don't like cowboy hats. Like, that's kind of a look.
No, like that, the lady,
yeah.
I'm going to go watch Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, I can't wear that
hat. No, those I don't
There's
really
like.
There's
a smaller version that some guys wear right now, like LA guys. I don't want to look like that. I'm sure there's a name. It's like a cowboy hat, but the brim isn't as big.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
So it's a little small.
I'm thinking of all the guys on all the LA Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Vanderpump Rules, all those kids. Yep. Yep. No. They're the. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, pork pie.
I'm going to bring back Big Dumb Hat. Good morning. Happy Whiskey Wednesday. Tonight, 7 o'clock. Jump on our Twitch stream, twitch.tv/theshow.
Ooh, is there like a summer whiskey?
I've already picked it out what I'm going to get. It's an Irish whiskey I had never seen before, at least I never tried. It's called like Kindred Hearts or something.
New one.
I don't know.
Do you have a summertime glass like you do for Christmas?
I don't. What should I do for summertime whiskey glass? I just do a normal whiskey glass.
I don't know if there's like
I have the one that Danny Downer sent me, which is like that 1970s looking one with like pattern in it.
Yeah.
That's like a summertime. I like it.
Those are cool.
Well, Uber has released its annual list of the weirdest things left in ride shares.
Is it gonna take a Uber?
Well, for example, an ankle monitor.
Yo, that's awesome.
Oops, it fell off. My bad. Oops.
Just real quick, did you see that up here? I don't know the details, but that inmate that was just at the hospital getting checked and she saw an open elevator and ran in and it closed and she escaped.
Really?
She was pregnant, so not in cuffs.
Whoa.
And she was like, oh, open elevator.
Is she still missing?
That I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But yeah.
Yep.
Crazy.
That's one point to the criminal. Right. Alleged criminal. I don't know if he's guilty or whatever.
For now, you're out.
I don't know if it's the amount or the theme. It just says 420 donuts. So was there 420 donuts?
Sounds like 420 donuts that either were... had weed in them, or just, I've seen a bunch of, just like you do for a party.
Yeah.
No, they're fine. They're just
420 theme.
Yeah. Shut up, Sarah. Sarah in chat says Josh isn't taking an Uber. Shut up, Sarah. Shut up. I had to take Lyft now because Uber booted me.
This is good.
They found a sack of marbles in an Uber.
Oh, that was mine.
That was mine. I lost my marbles.
And he did. He lost his marbles. An oxygen tank. Grandma needs that, bud.
No.
Grandma needs that oxygen tank, bud.
Not anymore.
Mini fridge.
Yo. See, what are you doing?
I got to get the mini fridge home.
How did you just pop on out of there and be like, I don't need the 170 pound fridge that I've carried
with
me?
And it was brand new. It says a brand new mini fridge. So it was either, unless it was one of those super small ones, it's like for like three cans, you know those ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's a mini fridge. two live fish or two trees?
Oh, wait. Or?
The two separate things. I was going to say,
that's very different.
Also, there were two trees.
Oh, a little poor left fish. In there. Oh, I'm going to get them and I'm going to put them in here. Question. Yeah. If I catch a little tiny, like, lake fish, can I put it in there?
No, I wouldn't.
No, okay.
I wouldn't mess with that.
Gotcha.
He's got it all balanced in there. Those guppies are supposed to be mating right now.
Oh, is it pH balance for a lady's pleasure?
Yeah,
oh.
It is. A textured photo of a rhinestone Jesus.
And the rhinestone Jeebus.
I would hang that in the studio if I had a rhinestone to Jesus.
I have a Jesus that's helping a little child swing a baseball bat that's framed in my...
Oh, you do?
It's the funniest card. My brother got it for me for years ago. He found it at a thrifty shop.
That's fun. That's funny. 2 pound bag of blue Raz Gushers.
Yo!
That's a fine.
That's a lot. 2 pounds, a pound... Think of how much a pound of gummies is when you just be at a Wegmans doing bulk foods. 2 pounds of the best gusher? Now I need gushers.
I'm looking up. I can just buy that? Yeah, you can just buy that.
Now I need gushers, yeah.
Gushers Tropical Bulk Candy. Ooh. 2 pounds.
Gummy. And they count as, because I get it with fruit snacks, where if I start thinking about them, I need them so bad.
Gushers are going to, you're not going to have to get Gushers.
I have to get Gushers. I just did it like a week ago because I drove by Speedway and I knew they had good fruit snacks.
Yeah.
So I ended up needing.
They got Welch's and stuff in there.
I ended up needing to get a bag of fruit snacks.
Meat Slicer was left in Uber.
Oh, they're on the way to save Elaine's neighbor's cat because she blew the power and now the cat's meowing and it's got to feed the putting salami under the door.
I don't know that episode.
Remember, Kramer's got his meat slicer that he's using.
You might have found a Seinfeld episode. I don't know.
It's an early one.
Huh. I vaguely remember a cat with salami, but I don't remember. Okay.
I bet once you watch it, you'll be like, oh, that one.
20 pounds of duck sausage.
Hmm.
See, again. 20 pounds of how many ducks does it take to get 20 pounds of sausage?
Probably like 20.
Uh-huh. All right.
But like, again, you got into a car that was not yours with 20 pounds of meat.
Like, if I were an Uber driver.
See ya.
If I were an Uber driver, and again, I never will be because I've been banned. And somebody gets in my car with 20 pounds of duck sausage, I'm like, gross, dude.
You're going to be like, what you got there, bud?
I don't want your sausage. Gross meat in my car.
It's ducks that I have killed and then squished and put into a edible plastic
like
tube.
That would be my biggest hang up as a driver. Is like, I don't want you in my car with your gross stuff.
I don't know how that works.
I don't want your unwashed summer ass sitting on seats.
I've never actually brought into an Uber with me other than like a jacket and a drink.
Your phone or whatever. Yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
A child's prosthetic eye was left in an Uber. Yeah, listen, they need them too.
See, I just don't understand these. Because again, I just bring the bare minimum, and I am freaking out when I get out of every Uber.
You're checking everything. You're like, okay, I got it.
I can be holding my phone in my hand, and as the Uber drives away, I can be like,
yep,
I left my phone in the Uber.
Yeah, I know I did.
It's right here in my hand? No, it's in the Uber.
No, whenever we go on our family trips, we'll Uber. We're going to Uber in San Francisco this year. Or Lyft, rather. Again, I think it's Lyft.
Someone else good.
Yeah.
Start all over.
I'm the same way, man. I make sure all the kids' phones.
Oh, and that.
You have your phone. Oh, I dropped my phone.
And leaving a hotel. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm still, no joke, I'm still convinced that I left something in the hotel at Old Forge last summer. I don't know what.
But you've convinced yourself you have.
I am convinced I left something sitting on the bathroom sink.
I have to do I do a whole lap.
Nothing.
I do a whole lap.
Nope.
Everybody has to leave the room. I'm the last one out of the room.
Yep.
I do a whole lap. I'm checking every drawer. I'm in the bathroom. I'm like, what?
Nope. That's why usually before I leave everywhere, I go, okay, I got this, I got this, and I got this. Yep. There. That was what I came with. That's what I'm leaving. Wallet, keys, my phone. Wallet, keys, phone. Go by.
Got it.
I'm leaving work early, like yesterday.
On Wednesdays, we talk money with Lee Baldwin. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, guys.
DollarInvestmentClub.com. You sign up and you pay a bill to yourself. Find $100 a month. Cancel some subscriptions you're not using. Find the money. Get in the game. Let that money grow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And hopefully SpaceX doesn't blow up everyone's 401ks. Why am I nervous about this? I'm nervous.
I'm a little nervous, too, to be honest. So.
Because, can you help explain to people what this means? Because it's going to be an index fund, it's going to, like, our 401ks will be tied to this?
So, here's, it's
going, I tried to understand it through the New York Times yesterday, and I'm just way too dumb to understand this.
I'm going to take you
go
down
ahead,
this Lee. Road. So, SpaceX, exciting IPO, will be the largest by 2 times of all time. So, they're doing that to raise $75 billion. So they're going to sell a portion of their shares to the public.
Okay.
So I think they're pricing around $135 a share.
Okay.
And it's going to be on Friday the 12th, as far as we know.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is, because it's such a big deal and it's like a $1.8 trillion valuation on the company, the company will be eligible to go into different index funds.
Mm-hmm.
So in the old days, you couldn't get into an index fund. It took 6 months to a year before you were eligible, and they changed that rule. So now within 15 days, all these index funds or funds that try to mimic the index funds, like you would see in your 401k, they're going to have to buy the shares or have a position, because they get paid, and they literally have to follow what the S&P does. So that's the scary part.
Is that they have to get in on this, and it has really not.
So it's kind of dumb money if you think about it. They have to buy it.
Yeah.
So there's no, like, that would be the job. That'd be a great job. I'm running an index fund.
I guess I have to buy this. You don't have to do thinking.
So it's a.
But the fear is that maybe the valuation is a little inflated, because it is like the highest ever. Like, it's like what Apple, Dell, everything combined isn't as big as this.
The fear is, it's going to be worth over, let's say it's $2 trillion.
Yeah.
It's going to be the fifth largest company in the world, yet it loses $2 billion a quarter.
Yeah.
And part of their whole mantra is to have us all live on Mars. So there's a little stretch of, like, you got to believe, right? So and the other thing is, because tech and the way the S&P 500 works is now about 50% of that whole index.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back 10 years, like, when you think about it, it's the 500 largest companies, S&P 500, in the world, and you buy that because you're spreading your risk over all these different companies, Costco and Chevron and different industries, right? Now it's like 50% tech.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of feeding from each other. And now you had SpaceX, Anthropic is the AI company, right?
Well, his is Gronk X. His AI
is... but there's two other IPOs following right along. So,
yeah, so the Anthropic is Claude.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what other one you're looking for.
ChatGPT.
Which is
AI.
Open AI.
Yeah. So those follow. So now you'll get to the tech, once they're all three out, maybe over 60% of the whole index.
Yeah.
So we're all in tech.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me, in 2008, we were all in financials.
Mm-hmm.
It was like over 30% financials. Yeah. That was not good, right?
No. So,
but all the chips, we look at Micron's over $1,000 a share.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the, you can buy all the compute is already bought for 2026, mostly through 2020.
Yeah.
Like, there's a mania for AI.
Yeah.
So we're riding it, you know, because things are going up, but...
But that it's like, it could be a house of cards.
Can I help you with that? Did I do as good as the New York Times?
A little bit, because the things I do know, is, at least as far as SpaceX goes, we're talking to Lee Baldwin, Dollar Investment Club. SpaceX is essentially three companies. It's his AI company, car company and the spaceships, basically. Right.
Yep.
And he does kind of the
satellite business.
And satellite business. Okay. And he or whoever makes the decisions, I'm not an Elon fan, you know that. He does kind of the shell game where SpaceX buys a bunch of Cybertrucks and then Tesla does, like, he's kind of, so that's why it gets a little dicey, I think, in the markets, is he does stuff like that.
And there's talk that he's going to roll Tesla into this new company, but I don't know how that works out. So there's a little bit of that, but not only within Elon's company, there's a little bit of that shell. So NVIDIA yesterday recommended the chips from Marvell.
Okay.
Marvell.
Okay.
That stock was up 30%, right? Yeah. And so it's like this cross-pollination. And then at the same time, Google announced they're raising $80 billion in a debt offering.
Yeah.
Selling $10 billion to like Berkshire, and then the banks will take the rest. So what's concerning with that is in the last year even, companies like Google, very profitable, using their own money to build out AI.
Mm-hmm.
They're using their profits. Now they're borrowing more.
Yeah.
We saw that with Oracle. We're seeing it.
Yeah.
And that is a different animal being when you're borrowing money. And so
I was really, I was listening to a podcast yesterday about AI because I'm just fascinated with it. And he described it as we're like in the third chapter of AI, because the first chapter was AI is going to save us all. Everybody buy, but get an AI. The second chapter was, all right, I guess AI sucks. Let's not do the AI thing. And all the people that got hired to do AI were then laid off or whatever. And now we're in the third chapter where we're kind of like learning that there's certain jobs, it's actually cheaper to have humans do them than AI do them. I know Microsoft did like a $500 billion AI build out, and they're like, you know what, it ended up being just cheaper just to get software engineers and pay them $100,000 a year or whatever it was.
Right.
Or like Amazon had this whole leaderboard in their headquarters where they're like, if you use AI, blah, 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 they've abandoned it because they're like, oh, you know what, it turns out humans can do that. So we're in that third chapter right now.
And I still believe that there'll be more jobs created, not less, but it'll be different jobs in this whole agentic place we're going. It's a term now, right? So, you know, I'd like to have my agent just walking around with me and just do stuff, you know?
As much as I hate, you know, like, because we don't really know what these data centers are doing to our environment and stuff. I'm opposed to all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I'm a hypocrite because I love using Claude for things. I love using different AI to help with my work throughout the day. So I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here.
Same here. And we're applying it to what we do for sure. I think you have to use it as a tool. It's nothing more than a tool without it consuming your life.
Yeah.
But you do talk to it, right?
Yeah.
And so that's
it's kind of correct. We've gotten really down a deep wormhole.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I just like talking this stuff. And we've gotten to
a point
now.
But Wall Street's down the same deep hole. So it does relate to what we do. It's like they are.
Where AI has, in a lot of ways, replaced search, which means like Alphabet and Google became so littered with sponsored ads and sponsored recommendations. Yeah. And so it was no longer viable search. You weren't getting any information because you were getting served all ads.
After ad.
What we're seeing with AI is it's at least able to dig in and get us the information we seek, which is helpful.
It is helpful.
Which is helpful. Anyways.
Yes.
We're talking tech.
Talking tech.
Next week we'll be talking SpaceX again, but then maybe that'll calm down. We can get back to like...
All right, Lee.
All right, guys.
That's why you handle it. I trust you to take care of me. Lee Mollin, dollarinvestmentclub.com. Sign up, pay a bill to yourself. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, guys.
Your schedule of events is as follows. Right now, Twitch and YouTube, we're going to play a little basketball. We're going to start... I forgot how to play this game.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I haven't played it in a while, man. Holy cow.
It's Knicks at Spurs.
We stick with
the same team the entire series.
Yep.
Heads, I am the Knicks. Tails, I am the Spurs.
I'm torn here.
Heads, I am the Knicks. Tails, I am the Spurs. I am the Spurs. You are the Knicks.
I kind of wanted to be Wemby.
That sucks. I can switch with you. I'll be the Knicks.
I don't mind.
All right, I'll be the Knicks because I'm a Knicks fan now. I'll be Knicks. You be the Spurs. Sorry, Coin. You don't get to decide everything.
We overruled the call.
All right, so you'll be the Spurs. I'll be the Knicks. We'll play our gaming stream driven by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan.
Let's
tonight,
do it.
Back on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/theshow. I'll be doing Whiskey Wednesday.
Let's pull a disclaimer. He's going to use alcohol.
I'm going to use alcohol. I use it too much, and it's a detriment to me for sure. But
We like it. We appreciate it. It's fun.
7 o'clock tonight. Come hang, chat. We'll watch some music videos. Have a good time.
If you do spam dogs, you have to save one for on to show.
All right, maybe I'll stop and get spam dogs.
If you do that,
you're talking me into it. You're talking me into it.
I think we're gonna need.
I got a DG right in Phoenix. So I could go and see if we got him at the.
We gotta see a spam dog.
So. All of that tonight. Radio side, you get the 90s at 9 kicking off with a fellow dumb, stupid hat wearer, Art Alex XXXXX.
That was it.
K-Rock.
We're taking off right in front of the swamp there.